Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the jury agreed. They listened to all the evidence. They heard all the witnesses, and they came back quickly and decisively with a not guilty verdict. Because the answer was clear, they said. The answer that was so clear to the jury should also be clear to the UW administration. And we implore the chancellor and everyone else involved in this decision-making to do the right thing now.
Welcome back to the program. That is the attorney for Quintez Cephas, as he was found not guilty very, very quickly in his trial, where he was accused of sexual assault. He was kicked off of the football team and basically jettisoned from the UW program. And now has been found not guilty and wants to play football again. The University of Wisconsin has been reluctant to bring him back, to say the very least. Welcome back to the Bill Michaels program. Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and if you want to chime in, feel free to do it. You can also get a hold of me over on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. Follow me there. But to talk more about that, Zach Heilprin, our guy out there at the Zone in Madison, our fine affiliate out there from 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, the sports director, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Zach, for those that may not have been following this as closely, Quintez Cephas found almost immediately not guilty. They didn't believe the account by the women, and now he wants to play football again. So, you know, has it been basically stymied by Wisconsin by saying, no, we just simply can't let you back in because we don't want the bad press? Or what are they waiting on?
Yeah, I think it's... We all know government bureaucracy and how long things take sometimes to get done. And in this situation, obviously, time is of the essence for Quintez Cephas. So he wants it done, or he wants an answer right away. Wisconsin not yet willing to give him an answer right away. They are claiming, according to Cephas's attorneys, that they need more documentation. They need the transcripts from the trial, which, according to Cephas's attorneys, would take up to 3 months to get. I don't know if. Maybe they could be expedited and get him in 2 months. Either way, that's not going to get him back into school soon enough to start the semester, and that's not going to get him back into, you know, good academic standing. So really, this is all about time. And I think, you know, the press conference yesterday is trying to put pressure on UW to get the answer back sooner rather than later, because time is of the essence in this situation. I don't know what UW is going to do. But it does seem like they're trying to push this decision past where he would be able to be here and be a part of the team this semester. So that I think is where the Cephas's attorneys are upset.
Now, I guess here's my thought process. Tell me if I'm right or wrong in your opinion. They don't want the bad PR, so they are going to, one, ask for the transcripts. Two, they're going to push it off as long as they can. And three, if they can go through the transcripts and find anything that becomes a violation, they can say, well, he wasn't convicted, but he did this. This is against our code of ethics, and this is the reason we can keep him out. It sounds to me like if you really wanted him back, you make a way to get him back, and if you don't want him back, you're going to stymie this thing all the way through and through, correct?
Well, I think the non-academic misconduct code, there's like 20 things that could be on there, and whether he violated those or not, I mean, the penalty he's already served for is sitting out a season, right? Look, they did not have all the evidence when they went through this whole thing the first time around, because he was unable to really take part in his own defense in this in the investigation, the Title IX investigation, because of his ongoing criminal case.
And right.
So they want the evidence that was not, you know, available or was not presented to be presented, and for them to consider that. And they think that is enough. They shouldn't have to go through the transcripts to get them. I don't think this is. I mean, if they think saying no to him is going to be good for PR, they're crazy. I mean, the PR that will come when they say no is not going to be local. It's going to be national. a young black man found not guilty of sexual assault, now not being allowed back in to finish his education
right.
first and to then, you know, have an opportunity to play college football. The PR will be much, much worse if they don't let him back in than it will be if they were to let him in. I think it's a local story if they let him back in. It's already becoming a national story with him not being allowed back in.
What do you think ultimately happens here? Give me your sense.
You know, when he, I'll be honest, when he, before the verdict, I thought he would be found not guilty. I didn't think he'd want to come back to Wisconsin. I didn't think there was any chance of him playing for Wisconsin again. I think eventually they're going to, that he is going to be allowed back in. I think he's going to be, I doubt it will happen here these next 3 weeks. So I don't think you'll see him on the field this year. But I think there's evidence there to show that he wasn't in violation of the misconduct code. We don't know exactly what he was expelled for. That's the other thing. But I think that there's evidence there that shows he's not. And so I think they're going to let him back in. Whether that is going to be in time for the season, I doubt it. But, again, at some point, I think he will be.
How much do you think, because I know when we talk anything with athletics, we always look upward, and that's Barry Alvarez. How much do you think Barry Alvarez is pressing to get him back?
No one's heard from Barry so far, right? But I think the message that was sent by the football team last week by Paul Chris saying if he's allowed back in, we want him back. He's part of this team, and we would love to have him back. The players sending a letter to Becky Blank, seven players, and then 18 showing up yesterday to show their support. I think that is the athletic department showing its support. Now, getting in contact with have attempted to get in contact with Barry and plan to follow up on that to get his take on it. But I do think the athletic department is has the same stance as the players have shown here, or else maybe we don't see the players as involved as they have been. But I think Paul Chris' message coming out and saying what he did last week, where he said, you know, this, and he wasn't even asked about Quintez Cephas. He brought it up himself. The athletic department believes he should be back in.
Do you think so? I agree with you. But if they wanted him back, there's a way to expedite this. The only thing I can think of is that the academia side is saying, why are you expediting it for a football player when you wouldn't do that for anybody else? So you
sure.
go through the process, and that I can understand.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. You don't want to have any special circumstances, and I mean, I think it's probably worthwhile remembering that this whole process, you know, started April of 2017, April of 2018, where that alleged incident occurred, and no charges were filed until August, and then from August he wasn't actually expelled until March. So this, I mean, things have not moved fast in this whatsoever. The trial was pushed from February back to July, August. So I mean, this whole thing has gone really slow. You know, just in terms of you know, the expediting and getting it up to speed, it's bureaucracy just doesn't, you know, and I know it's difficult for all of us to understand, just doesn't move quickly. But again, we'll see if the public pressure the attorneys have put on them, and they put on a lot, has any effect. I will say this, Becky Blank, the chancellor for UW, was actually out of town as of last week, was in Hawaii. So the players had wanted to meet with her personally. She wasn't available, and that's the reason why they wrote this letter that came out yesterday.
So, well, the next question is, when is she back?
Yeah, that's a good. I don't know the answer to that. I imagine she'll be back soon, but she's the one that has the final decision making. Power to make. She's the shot caller on this one.
How does it look beyond Quintez Cephas? And we all know that he has talent. And he can certainly add something to this team, but beyond Quintez Cephas, what is this team shaping up to be? Give me your thoughts as you've seen some of these practices.
Yeah, we've gotten to see, I think, five practices so far. We'll get a few more here this week, and then they close things up. But I think the biggest surprise has been the quarterback battle, where I think we all talked about how it was going to be Graham Mertz versus Jack Cohn, and, you know, that really hasn't materialized. And I think Wisconsin's team is always going to be tough in the trenches, and it's going to be tough to have a good running game, and I think the secondary is going to be improved. But whether their ability to reach the heights that so many people thought they would last year, it's going to come down to the quarterback. And so far, Jack Cohn, again, I know it's a very small sample size and nobody wants to hear it, but he's actually been really, really good. And I think he's been impressive every single practice that we've seen. And I think it's clear that he's currently the number one quarterback. We asked John Budmeyer, the quarterback's coach, yesterday, you know, whether that was clear to him. And he said they're not ready to name a starter yet. But he's getting 60% of the reps. And then Graham Mertz and Chase Wolf are getting the other 40% with the starters. And, you know, even be more honest, Chase Wolf is, I would say, the number two quarterback right now. And Graham Mertz, the highly touted freshman, would be the third guy. But it's going to come down to Jack Cohn and him having taken that step from last year. And they're doing some different things, Bill, with the offense, that guys that we have not seen. Using Jonathan Taylor, Garrett Groshek in the backfield together. A lot of guys moving. You know, we've seen pistol. We've seen a whole bunch of different stuff that Wisconsin has not shown in the last, since Paul Chris came back. So I think it's exciting. I think people are going to be excited to see this team.
Are people going to be excited, though, if Jack Cohn's under center? The only way they're excited is if they move the ball, if Jonathan Taylor's running wild, and if they're putting the ball in the end zone consistently. Otherwise, they're going to be screaming for Graham Mertz.
They are, and the problem is he's not ready. Look, the first 5 days of camp were all about install, and John Budmeyer, as I said, the quarterback's coach, talked about how his mind was trying to process everything, and you could tell in his feet because his feet were all over the place, and he struggled. But he said the last few days he's looked better. But again, he's not making plays at the same rate the other two guys are, and maybe that changes. And again, I've said this a couple of times in various places, but 2 years ago at this time, Jonathan Taylor was fifth on the depth chart. He had not had his breakout scrimmage on a Friday night, and so things can change, but we're only, 16 days away from the opener?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be shocked if it's not going to be Jack Cohn in the starter. Now, that doesn't mean that Chase Wolf or Graham Mertz isn't going to play at some point this year, but right now it's Jack Cohn's job.
Yeah, okay. Hey, real quick before I let you go, you're sitting alongside me at the Packers game the other night. I've gotten mixed reviews from many people that witnessed this. Give me your thoughts.
On the
Packers game in general.
Yeah. Well, I think we both were not big fans of the foghorn. I think that was the star of the that was the big star of the game, right? Wasn't that the biggest talking point?
Yeah, that was. No doubt.
Yeah. I think the running game wasn't great, but I thought, as Matt LaFleur said after the game, it helped the play action. Jamon Moore, a little bit of a mixed bag, catching the ball. But the guy who just continues to stand out is Jake Kumerow. And the fact that he was not in the game at that end of the thing, I'd be shocked if he's not on the 53 September 5th when they open the season. I thought, he looked good. And I think he's receiver number four at this point. And defensively, took the ball away, gave up way too many yards.
Mm-hmm.
But it's preseason game number one, 16 starters sitting out. I think we'll find a little bit – maybe we'll learn a little bit more about Matt LaFleur and the offense and what things are going to look like on Thursday, though.
Crossing my fingers.
Who knows?
No doubt. Good stuff as always, Zach. Appreciate the updates, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, Bill. Thanks.
See you, pal. There you go. Sports director for 96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone, our fine affiliate out in Madison, giving you a lowdown on what's going on over there at UW, because I think it's an interesting conundrum. It's one thing to be found not guilty. It's another thing to be found not guilty almost emphatically. And then what? You don't have to walk around the rest of your life with a scarlet letter on you. You didn't, in the eyes of the law and such, you didn't do anything wrong. So what gives? And why does UW take the chance at looking just horrifically bad when in many people's minds it seems to be a no-brainer? Now, again, we're fighting for football here, so football versus real life is a completely desensitization of what the accusations were. But it's a tough position, but I can't imagine UW looking good in this at all. The more they drag this out, the worse it's going to be. 855-830-8648. We can talk about that. We can talk about a lot more when we come back as well. Just like I said, how bad will the Badgers look, the institution look, if they don't let Cephas back? And all he wants to do is go back to school and play and get on with his life after being found not guilty. And like I said, it wasn't like they struggled with it for 5 or 6 or 7 days with a holdout and a hung jury. I mean, they emphatically said, there's nothing here. Stop. And now we wait and see. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Cousin Subs. They believe in better. Don't forget, they've been serving up parties of 10 to 10,000 for a long, long time. Go to CousinSubs.com. Party subs, party soups, salads, you name it, they've got it. They can take care of the party. You just take care of having the fun. Go to CousinSubs.com. See what it is they offer. And if it's something small for just you, maybe they can even deliver it right to you because delivery is available now at select locations. That is our friends over at Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Talking some Badgers. How bad does UW look if they do not allow Cephas to come back and play? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back! Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Hey, at Van Horn, I've been telling you, you've been hearing me talk about Van Horn's wide selection of over 3,500 new and used vehicles. But what's great, especially this time of year, is their selection of high-performance vehicles. You can search their Sports Car Showcase. It's online at VanHornAuto.com. And you can find a great selection of sport cars. Corvettes, Camaros, Challengers, Mustangs, even some unique finds. They've got the Audi R8, the Nissan GT-R, a variety of Alfa Romeos. And I've had an opportunity. I've seen some of these cars in person. They were at the Indy races at Road America, and they are the real deal. They are so badass. Oh, my goodness. I wish I fitted them. Just a little tall. Check them out. The selection's always updating. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com and see the Sports Car Showcase. It's located under their specials menu on the website. Again, VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Family born and employee owned. And if you are a sports car enthusiast, boy, just go there and see what they have to offer. Some really, really cool stuff. That is our friends at Van Horn. Talking about UW system, because Cephas, look, he's already paid the penalty because he has been suspended for quite some time now, almost a year. And so if it's a code of conduct thing, he's paid the price for that. He's been found not guilty by the jury, emphatically almost. So he's gone through that public humiliation. So now what? Now what? I mean, he wants to come back to UW. He wants to play. He wants to be with his teammates. He wants to get back into school. He wants to move on with his life. And the UW system kind of dragging their feet on it. So how bad does this, in your eyes, make Wisconsin look, you know, in the grand scheme of things? Let's go to Dave in Oak Creek. Dave, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay, man. What's going on?
Hey, with this whole situation, and I guess I'd like to hear what he would have to say about this. I guess if I was in that position, I don't know why I'd want to come back and play for a school that totally pretty much ruined his life. I would think he'd want to move on and go to another school and get a fresh start.
I don't know. Do you think the school ruined his life?
Well, somewhat. I mean, the stigma is always going to be out there, even though he was found not guilty and everything. I mean, just that this has been in the press and everything else. I think being in Madison, he's going to just have to relive all this all the time.
Yeah. Isn't that, though, kind of a testament? I mean, look, Wisconsin did what they had to do right away. Now, they couldn't work with him on his own investigation because, you know, he didn't want to talk because of his criminal side, what was going on. And I understand that, but they were very quick to blow him out. And the fact that he wants to come back, I mean, I think that says something about him, right?
That's true. No, that is true.
You know, he can say, I can hold my head up because I was found not guilty, and I believe from the very beginning I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, the stupidity is carrying drunk women back to your apartment.
Yeah.
You know, that's a dumb thing. But beyond that, I mean, I don't know.
Well,
you know,
thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Why would he come back to a place that doesn't want him, or at least seemingly doesn't want him? That I understand. It's not the Wisconsin school system that did anything to him. What they did was is they acted quickly, because in today's sensitive society, look, you're accused of rape. Man, you're guilty of sin until you're proven innocent. That's just the way it is. Nobody wants to be around that. After the Weinstein thing, are you kidding me? Everybody gets away from that now. Doesn't matter. You know, I mean, if anything, he should be going through another sensitivity training course when it comes to alcohol and co-heads. You know, just wait till tomorrow. You know, if the attraction's still there, wait till tomorrow. Just make sure. The last thing in the world you need is this. So that's the lesson learned out of all of this. Now, after the jury found him not guilty, though, and he's just looking around going, okay, now what? I want to go back and play football. I want to be with my teammates. If you're as Zach Halperin said, you're talking about a young African American who is being kicked out of a college for what now? What do you do? And not being allowed to play ball or pursue his career. Why? I mean, according to the eyes of the law, he didn't do anything wrong. So why are you holding him out? Why are you holding him to a higher standard? Let's go to Dave, listening to us in Madison. Dave, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Well, if you want a good laugh, read some of the Facebook conversations on this very subject. There are people that basically will come out right to your face and say, well, not to your face, but they'll come right out and say, well, yeah, just because he was found not guilty didn't mean he didn't do it.
I'm right.
Like, what?
Right.
I mean, it's I applaud him for. At first, I kind of thought this was just a ploy to see what was going to happen, and then, you know, maybe go for the big buck. But it sounds really like he really wants to put it all behind him, get his education, move on, and hopefully play football at the same time. But I got to agree with Zach. I mean, with Zach Heilprin, if for some reason they decide to drag their feet and then not let him in at all and just say, yep, nope, you violated some mysterious code of conduct, which I guess having a threesome violates conduct, you know, it...
Show me where that's written.
It's what?
Show me where that would be written. You know what I mean?
Well, right. And, you know, that's the thing, though, is that, you know, it's going to make the UW look bad. And don't think for a minute that a guy like a Jim Harbaugh and other Big Ten coaches that we are in competition with for
absolutely
athletes, would not stop at a minute to hey, why would you want to go there, man? Because, I mean, look what they do to their athletes there.
Yeah. Well, no, they're already probably saying, hey, look, a guy, you know, went out, met a couple of girls and went back to their apartment, and before you know it, look at they ruined him. Why would you want to go there anyway? They're probably already using that in the world kind of slimy recruiting. I completely guarantee that.
Yeah, it's a sad situation.
It's just Wisconsin, they'd be right to use, you know, what Urban Meyer had perpetuated in his organization, where he's got a guy beating his wife and say, why would you want to go play for that guy? You know, I mean, I'm guaranteeing you some recruit got that spiel at some point or another, because that's the world of recruiting.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I just hope that they make this situation right where he is concerned, because all indications were, I have heard from other sources that this kid actually doesn't even go out drinking. You know, he's not one of these. He doesn't sound to be like one of these knucklehead football players, you know, down at one of the local establishments on the weekends, getting, you know, hammered drunk and, you know, violating everything with two legs that he can find. That's not the case here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bottom line is that he was not only found not guilty, but it was like a half an hour, and they came back and said, no, there's nothing here. You know,
name the last jury trial you ever saw that either the guy was 100% guilty or 100% innocent that, you know, that didn't come back in a half hour.
Right.
I mean, otherwise, they're talking about it for hours.
Right.
If there's any doubt whatsoever.
It's like they went back there, ordered lunch, said not guilty, we'll eat, and then we'll go back.
I don't even think they got a chance to drink out of the water pitcher.
Dave, appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. Stay tuned. Got a lot more on this. We got some coaches to hear from, GMs to hear from. We got Brian Gutekunst coming up next. We're going to hear from the general manager of your Green Bay Packers. He addressed the media as well. Let's hear from Goody when we come back. A whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Give Kids the World Village. I'm telling you, you know why? Because it's that time of year. Time for the 1250, 105.7 FM, The Fan Golf Outing. The annual charity golf outing, it brings together sports celebrities, the fans, their staff, which everybody you've heard on the program at one point or another, we're all going to be there. Clients, listeners, everybody raises money for a terrific cause. It's for Give Kids the World Village. It's the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries golf outing. They're the big primary sponsor, and they do a great job. But the best part about it, the thing I'm most excited about, my buddy Greg Essig from out there in Western Lakes, he stepped up and said, bring it here. Let's do it. So it is going to be coming up in September 25th, we're going to be at Western Lakes Golf Course out in beautiful Pewaukee. That's a Wednesday, by the way. It's a shotgun start, begins at 10 a.m., and we're going to go out and knock it around for an unbelievable cause. It's just where they believe, you know, when you have family members and happiness and Disney World and everything with kids that are ailing, it inspires a whole lot of hope, and that's what it's all about. So if you can come out and join us for the 2019 105.7 FM, the Fan Charity Golf Outing. Please, please get your foursome together and let's do this. Let's do this. It's a great time with great stories and great people. And I got to be honest, it's a lot of fun to be competitive with everybody else in the building. So come on out and join us. Going to be at Western Lakes Golf Course out there in Pewaukee. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are so glad you are on board. Want to remind you that coming up, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, Wednesday Night Live is back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, and music and a few beverages under the stars and some warm weather while it hangs on here in Wisconsin. And they have two left, two of them left. So Wednesday Night Live is back on the 21st. Please mark your calendar on the 28th. That's the night that they represent our motorcycle ride and our charity that night out there at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And that's the return of the original toys on the stage that evening. So come on by and join us. But it's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network and the official beer sponsor of the Milwaukee Rally. Go to MilwaukeeRally.com for all the events, all the bands, everything that's going on there. For everything they have to offer. Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, sat down a little while ago and met with the media. Hang in there. Take a listen. There you go. That is Brian Gutekunst, the general manager here. Green Bay Packers meeting with the media. You can hear the entire interview a little bit later on, and I'm sure we're going to cover cuts of that and anything pertinent that he has to say, or Matt LaFleur, for that matter. Matt LaFleur met with the media a little bit earlier today as well. Hey, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumail Medical. Neumail, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin. They have a 98% success rate. If you're out of the state fair and you come away with a lot on a stick and a little more around the tummy area, they can help you out with the all-in-one weight loss program as well. It's that simple. All you got to do is call 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Check that out. That's Neumail Medical Center, also with load treatments for better energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina. But you can't do anything if you don't call. Can't do it if you don't call. 414-455-4451. Give them a buzz. Tell them we sent you. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Boy, does Clay Matthews sound disappointed? I mean, I guess I would too. I mean, on some level, he had to know it was coming, but when somebody lets you go, they usually don't throw you a party. Well, we wrapped up a 10-year career in about a 30-second conversation. I can't remember the last time. No, I've been fired. I told you, the one time I got fired, we were really successful at a upstart sports station in Cincinnati. And we had a really weird general manager who was very much a narcissist. He used to listen in on phone calls and retrieve our voicemails and look at our emails and everything. We knew he was doing it, and I didn't care. But because I had gotten offered a job, he didn't want me to tell him that I was leaving. And I hadn't even decided to take it. So he wanted to be the first to it. So I remember this, after building the station, which was a Christian station at one point, and flipping it to all sports, I got out of the car in the parking lot of our parking structure in downtown Cincinnati, and He's standing there. You know, he's like, he just got out of his car and he comes up and he said, "Hey, Bill, you're doing a great job, man. Thanks so much for just building this station and really making it something. You and Tim," Tim was a guy I worked with in the afternoon, "you guys have been so great together and that chemistry on the air." And he's going on and on. I'm thinking, this is great. And all of a sudden I hear bing and the elevator door opens up and all my crap is in it. He says, "But we don't need you anymore." So That was, I mean, you know, when you get let go, it's not like they're going to go, "Hey, you're so wonderful. We don't want you to leave, but you got to go. So we got you this ice cream cake from DQ, and we're going to send you on your way." So it's there's no good way to end a relationship like that. Speaking of a relationship, we want to build a new one. We want to create, you know, a bigger one if the old ones are out there, because our motorcycle ride coming up on Sunday, September 1st, we can't do this without you. And we are sitting here right now as we speak. 22 hours, 3 minutes, and 40 seconds and counting. That's all the time you have left to get pre-registered for the motorcycle ride coming up on Sunday, September 1st. We leave Milwaukee Brewing at 10 a.m., and then we go on a terrific ride out to New Berlin, then out to Lindy's on Beulah, in Cahoots, Genesee Depot, then out to Sussex, to Ironwood Golf Course, finally over to Stoley's, Hog Alley, and then to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. But this is the only way to get the free commemorative shirt that goes with you each and every year. They will not be sold the day of. They will not be given away the day of. This is the only way to get it in your size. 22 hours, 3 minutes, and 8 seconds remaining. And we can't do this without our great sponsors, which is Stoley's Hog Alley, the group there. Buddy Sean over there at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, who just keeps doing it better and better and better. It's the reason he keeps getting more and more business. 262-443-2852, or go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And also our terrific friends at The Four Seasons, The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. Oh my God, what a beautiful place. They just sent me some more pictures, the way they renovated. Oh, the One Tang trip is coming. I'm going to go there. Go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Time for us to go, but make sure you get registered. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. Time for us to go. Have a good one. Trip!
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.